good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. We've got big brothers, big sisters in here, and we've got a brother and a sister. How are we doing, Charlene Dew?
Well, we're doing excellent, and we're very happy to be here.
And how you doing, Brian O'Neill?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Well, he was silent, Brian, because I was talking all the time beforehand, so I didn't get a chance to meet you much. You're a board member. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
That's right. So my wife and I have been here in Bartlesville for the last 10 years, and I work for Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. I'm a 20-year employee.
Good.
We love living here in Bartlesville. We like to think of ourselves as heavily involved in the community, mm-hmm. and Big Brothers Big Sisters is where I put my efforts, and I've been on the resource board for 6 years, and I've actually been a big brother here in Bartlesville for 6 years as well.
Wow, great! And of course, you know, Bartlesville's kind of got that little thing about them that once you take that visit, you wind up living here, Charlene.
Yes, I've been here for 32 years.
Yeah, she just came by. Oh, that looks nice. And next thing you know, oh look, I have a house. Oh my gosh! So we've got this thing called the End of the Wait campaign. What is this all about?
Well, we have a campaign to recruit mentors to take the children that are waiting for a one-to-one mentor off the waiting list.
Ah.
And it's the End the Wait campaign, because we have 18 children who are on the waiting list, most of whom have been on the waiting list for at least the last year, because this pandemic has not been kind to recruiting new mentors. And
it ain't been kind to anybody.
It has not been kind. We could just put a period there.
Yeah, there you go.
But the challenge last year was keeping the matches we had, keeping them supported, mm-hmm. and meeting together and just keeping everybody connected. Mm-hmm. The challenge also has been trying to recruit new mentors.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody was saying, hey, let me put on a mask and go hang out with strangers. You know, that was last year. And then people kind of, I think people got used to not having all those things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we need to kind of overcome that inertia and get back to getting engaged in the community. And we have 18 kids on the waiting list. Most of them have been there for uh-huh. the last year or more.
Yeah. Now, you've been a big, and what drew you to it?
Actually, it was my wife, encouragement for my wife. She works here for a local mental health facility, and they deal with families and problems with youth. And a lot of times she'd refer kids to Big Brothers Big Sisters and mention to me, this would be great for me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got grown girls. Our youngest is started high school, and I haven't had any sons. So for me, it gave me a chance to hang out with the guy and do guy things. So and a chance for me to kind of share a little bit of wisdom I have with a kid that may be open to.
And you see the changes, don't you? With the both you and the young.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of what it is just opening their mind to different perspectives that they might not be aware of how the world works.
Oh, I see.
Especially for home life. Right, right.
Yeah. Boy, that's amazing. And, you know, that's good getting a great reference. Like he got to you from his wife who works in the profession. That's really great.
Well, that is the way most mentors are recruited, is by someone who says, you know, you would be good at this. You
mm-hmm.
would be a good mentor. You would be mm-hmm. a good friend for a young person. And then the person starts thinking about, you know, I think I could do that. And then they come in, become a mentor. So we're...
And some of them even do it twice.
You know, some of them do it more than once, yes. Which is also a good reference.
Uh-huh. Man, goodness sake. So when it comes to mentors... We do need them. We need them badly. As you mentioned, the numbers are there. But when we look for someone, it takes just a little bit more than the effort, but you got to have the effort first.
Well, we're looking for people who have a heart for kids,
yeah.
who have the time to, and who are willing to involve a child or a young person in the activities they're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just think about, what do I do that I could... invite a young person to join me,
mm-hmm.
then, and I'm willing to be a friend and be consistent,
mm-hmm.
then you have what it takes to be a big. And Brian is shaking his head because maybe, Brian, can you tell a little bit about some of the activities that you and your little brother do together?
Yeah, so we do some big things, some small things. It's really just the time that we spend together. I think that's important with my little. But, you know, recently we've been downtown riding scooters. He loved doing that.
That's the big deal these days. Yeah, we just did a news story on that. That's good fun.
That was great fun for him, and it wasn't. It was easy enough for me because it was a mile away from my house. And then we've done big things like recently we went to Tulsa Climb and did some rock climbing. He even mentioned yesterday how much he enjoyed that. But we do little things just like. Going to Sonic and getting a burger or something to drink and just talking about his day and talking about things.
Boy, I tell you what, there are a lot of kids that keep a lot of things inside, and you know when you open them up a little bit, you find a little magic there, mm-hmm. don't you?
That's right.
Well, the most important gift we have to give to other people is the investment of our time in ourselves and sharing ourselves.
Yes, indeed. And the Big Brothers Big Sisters has been key in doing that, but. Folks, if you've thought about this or if you know somebody who would be good at this, you might want to talk to them about Big Brothers Big Sisters and how do we get that ball rolling.
Well, you can go to the website, which is bigoklahoma.org, simplified from our other bbbsok.org, or you can just call our office, and we'll be happy to talk with you. We want to talk a little. We were looking for men and women and couples as well, because couples come in, they're screened separately, but they're matched with a boy.
Okay.
And so it gets an opportunity to
big couples
do something together, give back to the community, and still do something together. Our End the Wait campaign, Brian may want to talk a little bit about that, because we're launching it. This is the launch.
Well, there you go. Let's unveil. Let's take the bow off this thing and give the folks the present.
Well, sure. Basically, what it is just a 3-month sprint to spread awareness for the need of mentors here in Bartlesville. And we're doing this with radio interviews. We'll have a newspaper article to spread awareness. I'll be at the farmer's market tomorrow morning with a booth set up, handing out water. If people want to come down and visit with me about my experiences or how they can get involved or who they think would be a good mentor, we'll be around for that. We're going to set up... yard signs in Big's yards around the town. Those will be going up in a week or so, just to spread awareness in the communities that the Big's live, in the neighborhoods the Big's live. And we'll be going through businesses here in town and putting up some signage in their windows, just as another avenue for spreading that awareness.
Well, it sounds like you got it kind of covered there. That's going to be a big sprint. Now, I'm just kind of out of breath just thinking about all the running around that's going to be done. That's a lot of signage and a lot of awareness. But, boy, we're kicking that off today, huh?
Well, we've asked all our board and bigs, if Big Brothers and Big Sister mm-hmm. mentors already, because there are the inner circle. But we've also reached out to friends of the organization, sponsors, mm-hmm. People who have already... who know, have a commitment to the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting good response.
You have a lot of partners. We found that out during the peak of COVID, that you've got a lot of very strong partners, and that says a lot about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, Bartlesville's a wonderful community and very mm-hmm. generous.
Indeed.
And it does. I mean, our partners stuck by us during times when, you know, other places and other areas of the state, people mm-hmm. were losing funding. So we were just really blessed.
Indeed. And now to be a board member for as long as you have been and really been with the program for as long as you have been, this is more than just a casual flirtation with, hey, let's do something cool. This seems to me like this is a matter of the heart, mind, and body there.
Yeah, that's true. I think what people really love the community, they want to see, it really hurts them if they see that kids are struggling and kids are going without somebody to look up to. So this is really our chance to do spend a little bit of our time to make a big impact on kids' lives. And get the word out that we've got 17 kids that are just waiting for that opportunity.
And you could ride scooters with Brian.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but boy, that just sounds fun. I see people on there, and I've never done it. You did it with your little, and you know, on a hot day, you get a little breeze going there. I guess that feels pretty good.
That's
Charlene,
right.
You been on one of those?
No.
Oh, we
got to.
You and I got to do that together.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we'll wear matching jackets and say "Born to be Mild."
Yes.
Back to business. Yes, sorry about that.
We'll find a book, a museum. Yeah. Or a theater production.
There perhaps. You go. There you go. That'd be best.
That would be more my style. We are also looking for board members. This is the time of year when we add to our board, or people who are interested in being on either Bowl for Kids' Sake or big event committees. Some people prefer to be on a committee, help a project go forward rather than being on the board. We're open to that. So if they have any interest in serving in any of those ways, I'd be happy to talk with them.
And what's your phone number?
918-213-4524.
As often as we've done that, Brian, I should know this by now.
I really should.
I'm getting foggy here. And of course, the website's a little bit tricky, but it's not. Because every time we say it, it's like, well, there, it makes sense.
Well, that's why the bigoklahoma.org is so much easier to see.
There you go. You just hit Bartlesville.
Yes.
Just hit big. And then you're ready to roll. And this is really great. So it's called End the Wait, Be a Big. And if you've thought about being a mentor, let's kind of put that thought to action, folks. Really, go through all the steps that you need to go through in your heart, mind, and soul. And then do the next thing. And that is to contact Charlene or Brian and or anybody at Big Brothers Big Sisters. And let's get you on the path to getting you into the mentorship program.
Well, and I would encourage, you mentioned it, but I would encourage people that are listening to think about who they know that would be a good friend for a youth. And talk to that person and just encourage them to think about it so that the reach goes a little farther.
You know, you guys are right about that, because a lot of times there are folks who really have no idea that they might be really good at that until someone recognizes that quality in you, Brian. Mm-hmm. I don't think until your wife spoke to you
that,
you probably didn't give it a passing thought.
A little bit of encouragement is all it takes sometimes.
It didn't take that much, did it?
Not a lot.
Just a nice little nudge, and there you go. You got one. So bigs need it. Apply here. Charlene, thank you for being here with us. I also want to ask you what we got coming up a little bit later on in the year that we're going to be looking forward to.
Well, we're winding down our fiscal year in September, and then we'll be gearing up for Kids' Sake coming up in January, February, and then our big event dinner and auction next year.
Just two small things, Brian, you know. I don't know how you do that, but well, boy, you do a lot of running.
Yeah, we right now it's time to breathe and focus on the
importance of what we need to do.
Not the event planning, but the recruitment, the board development, and some of the things that
it's nuts and bolts time.
Yeah, right.
Indeed it is. And of course, with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, I've been here for quite a while, and it's really a great entity we have here in our community that helps children, and it also helps adults too. What people don't realize, and what Brian does, is that, you know, how dare I get a benefit out of this while I'm trying to benefit a young person? You learn a lot about yourself too, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. You might not know the little things that you learn throughout your life growing up that a young kid today might not know. So it's great to share those experiences and really see the change in their minds.
And then I imagine it sparked a few things in your mind too about, hey, you know, maybe I can do this a little bit better.
That's right.
Indeed. So it's good win-win.
Most people come to becoming a mentor to benefit a child. Almost all of them will say, I didn't realize how much I was going to benefit, how my life was going to be enhanced. by being a mentor.
Very good. It's what you call a hidden benefit. I like it. Charlene, Brian, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
On our Community Connection.